Hi again. The exhibit is called French Founding Father, Lafayette's Return to Washington's America. That's George Washington. I'm sure you know who he was.
Hero of the American Revolution.
First President of the United States.
Right, but maybe you never heard of Lafayette. He was another hero of the American Revolution.
And he wasn't even American.
Can you guess where Lafayette was from? Here's a musical clue.
That's the Marseillaise, the French national anthem. Lafayette was a French teenager, only 19 years old, who volunteered to come and fight with the American colonists against the British. But Lafayette wasn't just some kid off the streets of Paris. He'd been trained in military school. He came from a very rich family. And he had a title, too, the Marquis de Lafayette.
Marquis is kind of like Duke or Prince.
And he even had a wife and a baby on the way. George Washington made this teenager a general and gave him troops to command. And Lafayette helped Americans win their independence. You should look this guy up and read about him sometime, because most of this exhibit is not about Lafayette in the Revolutionary War.
It's about what happened 40 years later.
Yeah, 1824. That's when Congress and President Monroe invited him back for a visit.
America went nuts about him.
In a big way. The celebration went on for over a year. He visited every state in the country, which at the time had 24. And through honoring Lafayette as a hero of the American Revolution, now remember, he was a guy from France. Americans learned a lot about themselves, about what patriotism is, and how to show it. To see how the Lafayette celebration started, walk down the hall to your right. You'll see a long wall with pictures of people, and you'll hear music playing.
That's the next stop on your tour.
Don't forget to look for the decal on the floor and the number.